USC comes to the Big House on Saturday, 3:30 CBS kick. Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore joins us this morning. Sharon, good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Good. I feel like every time we've had you on this season, we ask about the quarterback. So it only makes sense that we start there, right? So what went into the decision to bench Davis Warren and start Alex Orji?
I mean, the biggest thing is, as you say, as a program, we got to take care of the football. So that, you know, football is put in jeopardy too many times, and felt like, you know, it was Orji's chance to, you know, give him a chance. And he went in there, executed, and, you know, ready for him to take the reins.
What went into the decision to announcing it on Monday versus just taking it up to game time? Maybe the team would have known, you would have known, but why make it public on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, you know, for us, the players, for them to see me announce it to everybody else, understand the confidence I have in Alex and having him and having our team, I think it was important that I did that. So felt like it was just an important thing for us to do as a program.
I think we appreciate knowing. Not that that matters for you, but we certainly like knowing. How does the offense change?
No problem.
He's doing us a solid. How does the offense change at all with Alex as opposed to Davis?
Well, obviously, you know, great offenses and really good offenses, the ones that, you know, score points, that move the football, do things to their players' strengths. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to optimize Alex's strengths along with the guys around him. And, you know, we'll see as we go through. You know, we have a plan developed that we've had in place for Alex. So we're excited to put it in place and start today.
From your eyes, what are the strengths that Alex Orji brings to the offense?
I mean, obviously he's an athletic, one of the most athletic guys on the team, pound for pound, as strong as anybody on the team. A good runner, but he's actually a much better throw than people think. And, you know, you just got to prove it. You just got to go out there and execute on game day.
Your confidence level in him throwing the ball, the perception is it's not a strength of his.
Yeah, I mean, I feel confident, you know, but for us, it's not about how confident I feel. It's about us just going to execute on the field and take care of the football.
The offensive line, we've seen Dom Jadis in at center, Greg Crippen. Is that the plan moving forward, that they're going to share time throughout? And what do you want to see from each guy as you continue to move forward?
Yeah, the biggest thing I want to see is just consistency between each guy and one guy take the reins. You know, so for us, there's times where Crip played better, there's times where Dom played better, and there's different times where they're playing at a high level, but, you know, both of them had their inconsistencies. So for us, it's finding the guy that's going to play the most consistent at the highest level to give us the best chance to win.
How have you seen the offensive line progress over the non-conference schedule?
You know, I've definitely taken steps forward. Obviously, when you rush for 301 yards, you're pretty happy about the running game and what you can do there. So we just got to continue to be consistent in protection, and the communication, the things, and how that goes, that's going to be important to how we, you know, our success as we go through conference play.
I mean, Sharon, going back to the center position, you played offensive line. I'm looking at John, offensive lineman. Isn't it better to have one consistent center for continuity? I assume that guy's making checks at the line of scrimmage, helping with protections. Isn't it better coming out of non-conference to pick a guy sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've played in a couple different offensive lines that have rotated guys, but you always want to have that continuity of those five. So trying to figure out who that best guy is, and then we'll go from there.
What's your concern level if you have to go into this game without Colston Loveland?
I mean, Colston Loveland's as good as any player at his position in the country, if not the best. So obviously replacing him, you're not going to replace him, but feel confident about the guys that we have in that room. Feel like that room is pretty deep with older guys and young guys that can perform at a high level.
Talking to Michigan football coach Sharon Moore, have you ruled out Colston Loveland for this week?
No, have not.
How would you gauge the possibility that he plays then?
You know, that's for the doctors to figure out. I'm just going to take it day by day.
And then sticking with the offense, receivers. We haven't seen many explosive plays from that position. What do you need? What's the progression for the receivers? And pair that with playing with a new quarterback.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I think the biggest thing and the great thing is that they've all had reps with him in practice, but getting those game reps is a big piece. So, you know, this week doing those things and him taking all those one reps instead of half the one reps – it's going to be a huge piece for us. And they had a great week of practice last week, and I'm sure they'll have another great week this week.
USC this week. Is it weird to think of this as a Big Ten game?
Oh, man, it's crazy. Two historical programs. Super cool to, you know, be able to watch them and have so much respect for Coach Riley and what he's done at all his stops, and especially USC. So I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, and excited to play a great team.
We'll talk about defense in a minute, but since we're talking about USC, how do you feel you match up with USC, a team that is known for speed, explosive offense, and their defense is playing much better this year? How do you guys match up with them?
Yeah, I think we match up good. You know, for us, it's going to be about taking care of the football and, you know, playing penalty-free. If we can do that, I feel like we have a good chance to be successful.
Their defense has been a problem for years. Not that you would be on the USC message board, but they have been very unhappy with their defense. They hired a new DC. Are they doing anything different on that side of the ball from your vantage point?
I mean, I think they're just playing very sound football. You know, the guys are making tackles in space. Guys in the right gaps are gapped out in the run game. Coverages, you know, guys are tighter in coverage. So I don't know much about what they've done in the past as far as a defensive perspective. Obviously, I watched some of their games from last year, but they're definitely improved. And, you know, the personnel is really good. So I think all that helps.
Is there anybody on that defense that you know – every time they're on the field, you've got to account for where they are, and it may adjust how you run your protections?
Yeah, I think the guy that can wreck the game is number 6, Luke, because he's an elite player. They've got some really good players inside, too. Bear Alexander, Gavin, the transfer from Wyoming, the D-tackle. So they've got a really good front, but really number 6, he's a guy that can wreck a game.
When John brought up that their offense, speed, explosives, how do they compare with Texas, the team you already saw?
I mean, very comparable. Great quarterback, a quarterback that can make all the throws, that's extremely smart. You know, he's been in that system for a good bit, so understands what Lincoln wants to do on offense. And the O-line is big, strong. They've got a younger guy at tackle, but they've got experience at other places, and they've got explosive weapons on the outside. So defense is going to have to play sound football and tackle in space.
What needs to be different against this offense that USC has versus the defense that you guys saw that you put on the field against Texas?
Yeah, the biggest things that we got to improve on is, one, we just got to do our jobs. You know, play the call that's called. Don't try to do too much. Make tackles in space and eliminate the mental errors. If we do that, we'll be in a much better place.
Defensively for your group, there's discussion about blitzing and how aggressive to be, and can it get you put in a bad spot if you over blitz. As you look at the job that you guys have done schematically, are you comfortable with the amount of pressure that you guys have gotten this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you always want to hit the quarterback more and have more sacks, but I also think that, you know, especially in this last game, there wasn't as much, and we played balanced, and the coverage was really tight. So it's not, you know, the pressure could be 4, the pressure could be 5, the pressure could be 6. But for us, it's about getting off the field. So whatever we have to do from a schematic standpoint, we're going to do.
We've seen, obviously, Will Johnson. We know his reputation. Makari Page, Mason Graham. But where in the first 3 opponents, very different opponents, how have you seen, or where have you grown defensively in terms of depth? You know, maybe the corners opposite Will Johnson, or just depth in rotating that defensive line through?
Yeah, you know, start up front, Ike Wynja, like, he's been outstanding. He's had some really, really powerful plays and shown up. So that's been great to see. Obviously, Rayshon Benny's been in there playing a lot. TJ Guys, you know, been solid in there, made some plays for us. But it's good to see guys like Jimmy Rolder. Jimmy Rolder's really stepped up, made some really big plays, and made some good tackles in space. And then in the secondary, you know, Jair's, you know, obviously started. I think he's improved, especially this past game. And then Amir Hall is another guy who's really taken the reins and made some good plays. So, you know, just watch it, continue to see those guys progress. And another guy's Brandon Hillman. You know, he's really stepped up and made some plays. So, you know, we're going to put our guys in this best situation and be successful.
Michigan, USC, 3:30, Saturday at the Big House. Sharon Moore, we appreciate some of your time. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Go Blue.
It's 97.1.